إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Ayyuhal Muslimun, indeed, it is an incumbent obligation upon every believer, male and female, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance and every situation. As has come in the authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunt, that you must fear Allah wherever you may be. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance, in every situation, in public and in private, wherever you may be. Wherever you may be, in the daytime and in the nighttime. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah. Fear Allah by believing in Him, by believing in His Lordship and His Majesty, and by believing in His power and authority, by believing that He is the Creator alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created all things and brought everything into existence and given everything its shape and its form. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by believing in Him and by believing in His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal, He is alive and never dies, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is powerful and never weak, that He's strong and He's never tired or sleepy, and He feeds and He's not fed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by believing in Him and by believing in His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by believing in the path that leads to Allah azza wa jal, by believing in the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be, by remembering His favors, by remembering His bounties and blessings, and by remembering that all good that one has in his deen and in his dunya, whatever the affair may be, is from the favor and the blessing of Allah. The blessing of health and wealth and prosperity, and likewise security and safety and well-being in one's mind and one's property and one's family and one's health. All of this is from the favor and the blessing of Allah. Taqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering these favors and blessings and striving to use these blessings in the pleasure of Allah and that which is permissible, and by striving to avoid using these favors and blessings in that which will earn the anger of Allah and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqullah. حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Fear Allah wherever you may be. Fear Allah wherever you may be, by believing in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by believing in the meeting of Allah azza wa jal and the accountability on the day of resurrection, by believing in the Jannah and the Nar, by believing that there are people who will be honored in this life and the hereafter with sincere faith and righteous deeds, and they will do good actions upon creed and faith that is sincere and pure until they die in that manner. Fear Allah and hope to be from them. And likewise, fear Allah by believing that there are individuals who will disbelieve. They will have doubts and misconceptions, creeds of deviation and misguided ideologies, and they will follow their whims and their desires. And they will follow their whims and their desires until they die in that manner. And they will be humiliated and punished in the hellfire. And hope that you are not from them. Strive in the path of Allah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By remembering the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, by remembering the commandments and the obligations that are upon you in one day and one night, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي أَحْكَامِهِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ وَالْأَوَامِرِ وَالنَّوَاهِي. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the legislative rulings. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the commandments, striving to uphold them and implement them properly in a manner pleasing to Allah in the daytime and in the nighttime, day in and day out. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the prohibitions and those affairs that are not allowed, those issues that are haram and impermissible, that those who perpetrate them there threaten with the punishment and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah azza wa jal, wherever you may be, by believing in Him and by believing in His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believing in the legislation of Allah azza wa jal, implementing the obligations, hoping for the reward from Allah, and staying away from the prohibitions entirely out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge, upon light. This is the definition of taqwa. It has been narrated by Talq ibn Habib, rahimahullah, from the tabi'een, that he was asked about the definition of taqwa, and this is what he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, and ta'amala bi ta'atillah, ala nur min Allah, taruju thawab Allah, and that you work in the obedience of Allah, upon a light from Allah, all the while hoping for the reward from Allah. This is the reality of a taqwa and sincere piety and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. That a person, he will work in the obedience of Allah, upon a light from Allah, upon knowledge, not upon desires, nor customs and whims, rather upon knowledge that is sound and profound, knowledge of the revelation, the legislation that is found in the Quran and the Sunnah, and understood by the best of this ummah, from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, and the likes of those after them from those best generations, worshipping Allah and obeying Him upon light, all the while hoping for the reward. Not heedlessly, not performing the actions of worship like their customs and like their everyday deeds, but rather worshipping Allah, performing those obligations and those actions of obedience upon knowledge, upon light, with a heart that is alive. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for His blessing and hoping for His favor and hoping for His reward and His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. But likewise, the definition continues, وَإِن تَتْرُكَ مَعْسِيَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَخَافُ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ. The piety and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is that you leave off the disobedience of Allah. That you leave off the disobedience of Allah upon a light from Allah, all the while fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So piety and taqwa, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, is just as it is mentioned in this definition. To work in the obedience of Allah upon knowledge, upon light, upon sincere faith, all the while hoping for the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to avoid and stay away from the disobedience of Allah upon light, upon insight, upon knowledge. Upon light, upon insight, upon knowledge, all the while fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the best advice. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. That you must fear Allah wherever you may be. You must fear Allah in every circumstance, in every situation, by remembering Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing thanks. By using the blessings and favors and the bounties and the good that one has from his Lord and the pleasure of Allah. And striving against one's soul in the utmost manner to avoid using those blessings and those favors in the anger of Allah. In the avenues of disobedience that will earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal, and the one who truly has the fear of Allah, then it will bring in his heart a care and concern for his time, the time and his day and his night, and throughout the year. And in reality, we are nothing but time. And our time is a term appointed, and no one knows that appointment except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no doubt the appointment is coming and drawing near every single day, every single year, and every single day. And rather, every single breath, we're drawing closer to that appointment, to the meeting of Allah and death many times. It comes suddenly and unexpected. And death many times, it comes suddenly and unexpected. And we are nothing but breaths, and our time is coming to an end. So therefore, a person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take advantage of his time in this life. He will take advantage of his time in this life. And time is an amazing affair. And to show the importance of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has swore by the time and a number of verses in His book. And likewise, He has swore by the day and the night, which is the place for time, and a number of different verses in His book. And He has swore subhanahu wa ta'ala by different parts of the day and the night time, indicating the greatness and the great importance of this affair. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by the creation in His book, it's an indication of the greatness of the creator of that affair. First and foremost, we see the greatness and the majesty and the authority and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by pondering over these creations, especially the ones that He swears by. In His book subhanahu wa ta'ala, great signs indicating His majesty and authority, indicating His command and His power, and that He's encompassed all things in knowledge and able to do all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise an indication of the importance and the greatness of that affair that's being swore by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, Wal Asr. By the time, meaning swearing by the time. Allah, He swore by the time. In general, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that every human being, all mankind is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, except for those who believe and work righteous deeds. And they cooperate and enjoin on each other, patience and likewise the truth. And so there are people who benefit from their time. They take advantage of their time. They did not neglect and waste their time. Because those who neglect and waste their time, they are losers. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, and time is running out. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has swore in His book by the nighttime and by the daytime in a number of verses. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. Allah, He swears by the nighttime as it covers and brings darkness, and likewise by the daytime, swearing by the daytime as well as it shows its brightness. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by the dawn, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, swearing by the dawn, the morning before the rising of the sun, the morning just before the rising of the sun, and likewise the 10 nights. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swore by the early morning before noon, the pre-noon daytime, وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by the duha, by the early morning time before noon, and likewise by the nighttime as it covers in darkness and brings stillness in the land. All of this is an indication of the greatness of these affairs, the daytime and the nighttime. These are from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. How they come in alteration, they come in succession, one after the other, and the daytime never catches the nighttime, and the nighttime never precedes the day. And likewise, the sun and the moon, they come in the same manner, in the most beneficial way, by the command and the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are from the signs of the greatness of Allah, the signs of the majesty of Allah, the signs that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that everything that's worshipped besides Him is falsehood. The time is of utmost importance. The day and the nighttime, these are the places for the actions and the deeds. And this life is a test. And we are tried in our daytime and our nighttime with our statements and our actions and our deeds, proceeding from our creed and our belief. We're tried with our heart, and we're tried with our tongues. We're tried with our eyes, and we're tried with our ears, and we're tried with our hands and our organs. They're blessings from Allah. Will we use them in the pleasure of Allah by fulfilling the obligations of Allah? Or will we follow our desires and our whims and disobey our Lord blatantly with His favors and blessings and turn away from His obedience and rebellion? وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. There's a test and there's a trial, and we'll be taken to account for our statements and our actions and our deeds. And the daytime and the nighttime, this is the place for the actions and the deeds. This is the place for the actions and the deeds. And the deeds of today are not like the deeds of yesterday. And the deeds of yesterday, one cannot go back. He cannot change them. They have been recorded. They have been inscribed. They have been taken for him or against him. And this day is a new day, a new opportunity to do good deeds, to rectify one's affair, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stop wasting time and to prepare for the appointment. The time whenever the soul will leave the body, and that person, he will enter the hereafter. So a believer, he has to be sincere in this affair and take advantage of his time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has swore in His book, كَلَّا وَالْقَمَرُ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذْ أَدْبَرُ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرُ إِنَّهَا لَإِحْدَى الْكُبَرُ نَذِيرًا لِلْبَشَرُ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, no, I swear by the moon. كَلَّا وَالْقَمَرُ, swearing by the moon, the great sign in the sky, the major sign of the night time and the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذْ أَدْبَرُ, swearing by the moon, and swearing by the night time as it withdraws. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرُ, and swearing by the morning time as the light appears and begins to spread. إِنَّهَا لَإِحْدَى الْكُبَرُ, indeed the hellfire is one of the major signs. نَذِيرًا لِلْبَشَرُ, a warning for mankind. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرُ, for those who wish from you to proceed and to advance, or for those who wish to fall behind. Those who wish to proceed and to advance, preceding and advancing upon faith and sincerity, and working in the path of Allah and obedience, performing those obligations and avoiding those prohibitions daily. These are the people who would advance because of their faith and their righteous deeds. These are those who benefit from their time, and they're not losers in this life nor in the hereafter. Or those who wish to fall behind by neglecting faith and disbelieving, or by being negligent in their faith and following their desires and whims and disobeying their Lord with the very blessings that He provides for them. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ We must be shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla to disobey Him. And we must be sincere in our faith and our religion and strive to benefit from this life. To strive to benefit from this life, and this life is nothing but time, and our time is running out and the appointment is drawing near. So a believer, he should take advantage and prepare for that appointment. And a Muslim will never despair. It has been reported in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abi Musa radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُتُ يَدْهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَتْرُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا That indeed Allah, He stretches out His hand at nighttime for those who are sinning in the daytime to repent. And He stretches out His hands in the daytime for those who are sinning at nighttime to repent. So the opportunity every day is there, and the door for repentance is opened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the most forgiving for those who seek repentance and feel remorse and bad for their sins and their transgression, and they strive against their soul in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this opportunity remains, حَتَّى تَتْرُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا Until the sun, it rises from the west, meaning until the establishment of the day of resurrection. So in a day like today, the day of Jumu'ah, what a great opportunity to repent from wasting time, to repent from neglecting one's faith, to repent from being negligent with regards to the obligations and the prohibitions, to strive, to be sincere in one's religion, in one's deen, and to uphold the duties and the rights that are upon one, that one he believes in, believing in Allah, and believing in the last day, believing in the law and the legislation and the path that leads to Allah, believing in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah and laws and legal ways, to repent to Allah, to hold fast to the religion, hoping to have a good life and a good ending and a good death, and to be resurrected in a good manner with the righteous and the pious on the day of resurrection. اتقوا الله حيث ما كنتم You must fear Allah wherever you may be. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد It's been collected by Bukhari from the hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he mentioned ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun min an-nas ni'matani two blessings two great favors and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maghbunun fihima kathirun min an-nas much of mankind are in deception and in loss with regards to them two great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many from mankind are heedless and negligent with regards to, and they do not benefit from, whether they are in loss, with regards to, as-sihhatu wal-faraag, good health and having free time. Good health, being strong and healthy in one's mind. Strong and healthy, having well-being in one's mind, in one's heart, in one's body, in one's physical life, in his society, safety and security in his house, in his home. All of these are great favors and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be healthy, to be strong, to have a mind that can reflect and to think and to ponder and to understand and comprehend and to plan for one's life and to strive and to work. All of these are from the great favors and blessings of Allah azza wa jal. And likewise, al-faragh, having free time where a person he's not preoccupied with work or preoccupied with obligations, or preoccupied with this one or that one, or other duties that he must handle and take care of, until he spends his whole day in business and preoccupied with the worldly affairs. And those who are healthy and have free time, those who truly benefit from it, they are few. Rather, the majority of the people with regards to their health and with regards to their free time, they are at loss and they are deceived. And they do not benefit from that in the manner that is prescribed, in the manner that is proper. And whenever they realize the failure that they had in this affair, many times it will be too late. Many times it will be too late and they will remorse whenever death comes. whenever death comes and they see the reality, and the angels, they take their soul and they enter their grave. At this time, the remorse will not benefit a person, and the regret will not help a person. Rather, in this life, we must take advantage of these great blessings, the blessings of our health and the blessing of time and the blessing of safety and security and wealth and prosperity and goodness in this life. Taking advantage of that in faith, with sincere faith and righteous deeds, using those blessings to fear Allah, to draw near to Him, hoping for His pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala, avoiding using those blessings and favors in the anger of Allah and His disobedience, out of fear of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the home in the hereafter, because this life, it does not last. Because this life, it does not last. But the hereafter, it does not end. So we must sacrifice some hardship and difficulty or some enjoyment in this life that does not last for an enjoyment that is eternal and it never ends in the hereafter. So a believer, he must be sincere in this affair, taking oneself to account. We're tried in these days with our time specifically. There are new ways the devil he has, new footsteps that he's using to mislead the people, to cause them to not benefit from their time and to not benefit from their health. And each one of us has one in his pocket at this time. It's a phone and the internet and the different means of communication. A person who will waste so much time lost in this one and that one and looking at this one and that one. And even if it's just something permissible, no doubt he will waste his time until he neglects his religion. If he does not use that in that which is haram, which is the foul and lowly way. And many people, they're not safe from that. So the phone and the devices and the internet could be a blessing for some. And there's good there, but the evil is more. And the evil is greater. And a person, he's tried with this affair. Taqillaha haytha ma kunta. Remember the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fear Allah wherever you may be. Fear Allah wherever you may be. Taking advantage of the time. Taking advantage of the life. Especially certain times throughout the day and throughout the night. They're more precious and more valuable and full of more blessing. By the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's collected by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. And likewise that Imam Ahmed from the narration of a number of companions. Authentically, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua for his ummah. He said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, bless my ummah fi bukuriha, yani fi sabahiha wa awwali nahariha. Oh Allah, bless my ummah in its morning, in its early part of the day. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made supplication, calling on Allah. A number of companions, they narrated this narration, they all would hear. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling on Allah to bless for his ummah, for his followers, in the early morning time, in the first part of the day. So this is from the time that has the greatest blessing for those who want to strive in their deen and likewise in their dunya. And it's been mentioned that some of the companions who heard this, they were businessmen. They would send out their business in the morning, believing in this narration, and they found great blessing and goodness and prosperity in their business. So a believer, he must learn how to take advantage of these times, specifically here in the morning time. Even more specifically, just before the rising of the Fajr and after the rising of the Fajr until the rising of the sun. Until the rising of the sun, this is from the greatest time for the students of knowledge to benefit and for a Muslim in general to remember Allah and to recite the Quran and to benefit in his religion, pondering over the words of Allah, or to sit in a class and to study the book of Allah or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Fajr time. Just before the Fajr and likewise after the Fajr until the rising of the sun. Until the rising of the sun and likewise the rest of the morning is a time of blessing and a time of goodness every single day for a believer to take advantage of. Many people, they sleep on the Fajr, because they waste their time at nighttime. They waste their time at nighttime either in that which is permissible or in that which is haram. And even doing something that which is permissible until it causes a person to neglect the obligatory prayer, that permissible thing becomes haram in his right. Becomes haram in his right. We must take advantage of the time. We must take advantage of our days. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.